Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, everyone, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, featured radio station on the Blog Talk Radio platform, April 3rd, 2013, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, San Diego, which is a beautiful day here in Southern California, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, get on over, become a free member, subscribe to BGTV. You definitely want to do that because we have some awesome shows and content coming to you guys. It's going to blow you guys away. And I'm talking global content. Also, you want to go ahead and just become a free member. Yes, it's free to join Build, Grow, and Enjoy so that way you keep a look at the many, many great things and phenomenal things that we are doing across the nation, across the globe, you know, as we build, grow, and enjoy. At Kalithia on my Twitter, follow me, tweet me. Hopefully you can catch me at there or Facebook, at BGE_radio. Also, I never, ever say this on the air because usually you can get off the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site, but people have been asking me lately, do we have a like page? Yes, we do, and it's Facebook.com/Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So real simple, you can get on over there. Lots of things we post on there, lots of funny things also just to keep you encouraged. So many of you guys know that, you know, as an entrepreneur, one of the hardest things to do when you're starting a business or, you know, you're building your business is funding. So I have a very, very, very special guest today to speak on that behalf, also to speak on her book, national expert and author on creating business plans that raise capital, to be investor ready. That's what it's about. And welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, Ms. Cherie Warwick. Hi, Cherie.
Hi, Kalithia. Hello, everybody out there.
Now, you got over, in 2011, over $200 billion was raised for small businesses from banks, angel investors, and venture capitalists. Now, you know, with this downfall, you know this is my element, Cherie, you know, the former financial planner, financial advisor, you know, this is what I do, private investments and all that stuff. But it has been a challenge the last few years, so things are starting to pick back up, as many of us know. So first, I would like to let everyone to know who you are and what's your background before we get into your book and just, you know, some of the expert type of advice or information you can give to the listeners and these entrepreneurs in getting funded.
Great, fantastic. And I'm so glad one of the first things you mentioned was the $200 billion, because it's wrong for we as entrepreneurs to think that there's no money out there. The question is, who's getting the money? And if you're not getting your fair share, why not? And that's what we're going to be answering today. So let me take a step back, as your first question is, who am I? And why am I able to speak about this topic? Well, I graduated from college in 1997 and got bitten by the entrepreneurial bug a couple of years after that. A friend of mine gave me a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I started doing some real estate on the side, real estate investing on the side, and a couple of years after that, my mother started a bookkeeping business. And she was doing really well with it, and she decided that she wanted to grow and expand the business, and for that, she would want a business loan in order to do so. Now, I had never written a business plan before, but since I had the master's degree in business, my mother said, well, great, you write the business plan. And while I understood business and knew business and had studied various aspects of business and even had been in business, I, number one, wasn't really sure how to write a business plan. And number two, when I started doing research, it was really difficult to figure out how do you write a business plan that banks say yes to or that angel investors say yes to, because that's very different. So I found a couple of resources. I put together a business plan, and then I had a mentor of with 40 years experience just look at it for me. He gave me some tweaks to make, and I did that. I submitted it to the bank, and the bank president said it was one of the best business plans he had ever read.
Mm-hmm.
So after that experience, I started speaking to a lot of additional consultants that are experts in raising capital, and they gave me more information in terms of how do banks think and how do angel investors think and how do venture capitalists think. And I assembled all that information and placed it into a book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with this book, and without selling so much in the book, when I usually have my guests, I'm going to speak about the book. Of course, we want them to purchase the book. We don't want to give too much information. But we want to share some of the information that is within. Now, I would like to ask you, so the listening audience, you know, because people, like you said, they just think you can write a business plan. Hey, it is great. It's there's an art to it. And the art is to have it investor ready. So give some key points on why or how these entrepreneurs that are listening can get themselves investor ready with their business plan instead of just writing something and thinking it's going to get funded.
Okay. Well, one of the first things you want to do is put yourself in the place or the position of, let's say, an angel investor. Okay. What are their concerns? A couple of big concerns that they have is, number one, that you don't have an opportunity that will truly attract clients or customers. Do you have something that will truly bring people through the door, whether it's a virtual door and it's a website or there's a physical location? Number two is, do you have the team that can not only attract customers but can also service customers? Because one of the big things that we know is there are companies out there that are great at attracting people, and then you walk in and the person at the front desk is rude to you. And what do? You walk out. Well, investors know that part of marketing is actually servicing clients exceptionally well. The other thing is, how are they going to get their money back? That's a really big concern that angel investors have, and bankers have as well, is how are they going to get their money back from you? And one of the things that I really encourage people to do is put about three ways that an angel investor will get his or her money back. As for banks, you know, usually there is a monthly payment, and what the bank is looking for is, can you pay make your payroll, your lease payments and rent for your building or facility? Can you also pay your home bills, your own mortgage, baby needs, shoes, all of that, and still pay the bank? And if you're not able to do that, or if they're in any way squeamish about that, you won't get financing. It doesn't matter if you are the next Google. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know the difference between an angel investor and a venture capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know what the difference is.
Okay. Well, angel investors tend to be the first people that actually invest in a business. So let me start off with telling you the difference between when you go to a bank and when you go to an angel investor. If you will not have cash flow or enough cash flow to pay the bank from your business's revenues, you actually would do better going to an angel investor than a bank. So, for example, if you think it's going to take 3 years for you to actually break even and be able to pay somebody back, you would never go to a bank with that type of plan. You would go to an angel investor. Angel investors are usually the first group of people that actually invest in a business to get it up and going. Venture capitalists are looking for those businesses that are going to be $1 billion or more in revenues. So if you are looking for $50,000 to open up a local salon, for example, you're most likely not going to go to a venture capitalist ever. You're either going to go to a bank or an angel investor.
Now, how do they get a copy of your book? I do want to plug that in really quick. I'm going to do that throughout the interview. But how do they get a copy of the book?
Sure.
I'm actually going to your site looking right now, but I want you to just let them know how to get a copy. Let them know how they can follow you also.
Absolutely. So my site, first of all, the book's name is Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. My site is businessplansthatgetfinanced.com. And in about 2 weeks, you'll actually be able to purchase it on Amazon as well. So that is something that my team is working on right now. So I can, because I do believe in sharing, I can tell you the 6 parts of an investable business plan. I think that would be of great interest to the listeners.
Absolutely. That's what we want to hear. Absolutely.
Okay, then. So everybody get your paper and pens, as Calithia said, ready, because I'm going to tell you the 6 parts of an investable business plan. Okay. Part number 1 is called officially the market opportunity. But in other words, tell the investor or the bank what problem you're solving in the marketplace and how many people are actually looking for that solution. Okay? So one of the simple examples that I use is let's say that you are, you know, going to distribute water, and it's a brand new type of water. One of the things that you want to be careful of, this is going to separate the amateurs from the exceptional entrepreneurial leaders, is you do not write in your business plan that everyone needs water, therefore everyone is a customer or a potential customer. Number 1, there are people that can't afford bottled water. Number 2, there are people that only drink Red Bull or soft drinks. Number 3, there are people that even if they drink water and only water, they drink other brands of water and they are very brand loyal. So you want to explain the problem that you're solving and as best you can the quantity of people that are truly potential customers and clients for you. Section 2 is you want to tell them your customer acquisition and retention plan, okay? And there are 5 parts to that. Number 1 is how are you going to attract your prospects? Number 2 is how you're going to convert prospects into customers. Number 3 is how you're going to service them. Number 4 is how you're going to upsell them to other products or services. And number 5 is how you're going to retain customers. And I'll give you a little hint here. 68% of people that leave a business, they've been going to a business and they all of a sudden leave. They leave because they feel like they are unimportant to that business, meaning that that business owner is not reaching out to them saying, please come back to us, you know, we would love to have you. So one of the things that an investor is looking for is how you're going to actually not only attract and service, but how are you going to retain customers so that they don't walk out and go someplace else. Number 3 is your team, and this is very important. You need to have a team that can sustain your business, that can market, that can sell, that can keep you out of legal trouble, that can keep your books and your accounting established. All of those team members need to be mentioned within your business plan. The 4th part is you want to tell them how you'll gain a competitive advantage, who your competitors are, why they're unique, why you're unique in the marketplace. The 5th section is you want to give them your financial forecast, which is your Excel spreadsheet. And then the 6th part is actually relevant to the angel investors and venture capitalists, and that is tell them how you're going to pay them back or how you're going to return their money to them. And within the book, I have a few ways that you can actually do this, but I'll give your listeners one example. Let's say, again, that you want to open a salon and you want to get $50,000 from an angel investor for 3 years. But you're not bankable today, but you will be in 3 years. What you can do within your business plan is say, okay, Mr. or Miss Angel Investor, if you give me the $50,000 today, in 3 years I will be bankable and I will be able to go to the bank and get a loan for $50,000 and cash you out of this investment. So those are the six parts to an investable business plan.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Great information shared. Now, in the world of investors, it's forever changing on the types and the trends of businesses that they seek to fund or want to invest in, you know, based off the market and the ROI. What are the top three, from what you're seeing as a trend, types of businesses or investments that these investors are seeking right now?
Well, I don't want people to get discouraged thinking that they will not be financed because they're not in the top three. So let me preface with that. However, I will say that technology is one really hot area, anything to do with technology. The second is healthcare. Anything to do with healthcare is really, really hot. The third thing is we see a lot of angel investors that don't know anything about technology or anything about healthcare, but they care about local economies, and they want to invest in businesses that are local to them, that are going to put jobs in their own economies, and that are going to actually be sustainable businesses. And I was speaking with a gentleman in Milwaukee yesterday that actually owns, runs a nonprofit that helps entrepreneurs raise investment capital. And he's seeing that as well, that it's an economic development pursuit that a lot of angel investors will have with simple businesses that they can understand.
Absolutely, yeah. That third one is really, really key, especially in the world of philanthropy. They're going to be released this year. They've already released about $12 billion that a lot of philanthropists would like to, give for the economic development of communities. Yes, thank you for sharing that. That is a question I know many have, even when they come to my consulting firm. But we are on the line with Sheree Warwick, national expert author on creating business plans that raise capital, speaking on her book, speaking on her expertise, being investor ready, creating business plans that get financed, that actually get financed. Because you have two sites, it's the profitpartner.com and also the business, you have the profitpartner.com, and what's the name of the other one that you have?
Businessplansthatgetfinanced.com.
Okay.
So if you put that in there, businessplansthatgetfinanced.com, you'll be able to find me. And both of those URLs actually go to the same website. So. And you had also mentioned how people can join me on social media. If you go to the website businessplansthatgetfinanced.com, you will see all of my social media links there for Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Yes, and your Twitter is @Sheree_Warwick because it's one of the best jobs. Well, Sheree, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I would like for you to speak on your business as a whole because you can be hired for many of these entrepreneurs. And you're in the Virginia area. I'm not sure if you work on a national or global level. I'm sure you do. But I do want to speak on, how people can hire you and, some of the steps they can take in retaining you. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Social media is not as fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there is always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autosponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more on social media.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And welcome back, 3:22 p.m. Atlanta, 12:22 Los Angeles, San Diego, on the line with Cherie Warwick, national expert and author on creating business plans and, well, business plans that raise capital, creating business plans that actually get financed to ProfitPartners.com for more information to purchase in the book. Also, be sure to follow her on Twitter at Cherie_Warwick. You can follow me on Twitter also at Kalithia. BillGrownEnjoy.com. Get on over there. Free member. Keeping up for the great, phenomenal things that are happening. Now, Cherie, before we get to while I was taking a break, something popped to me that I would like for you to share to listeners. As we know, there are key areas, cities throughout the nation that are top for entrepreneurship and for those venture capitalists that are listening. You know, I'm sure they know, but, you know, we're just going to go ahead and highlight that out. But can you name the top three cities where entrepreneurship leads?
Well, they're not necessarily cities. They're more areas. Silicon Valley is number one. That is in California. Number two is the Boston area because Harvard and MIT are there. And then number three is, and I'm sitting in it, the Washington, D.C. area is really coming on board because of Living Social and a couple of other companies that are here in the D.C. area. However, there's a lot of money even in, you know, Wisconsin. We talked about Milwaukee before. There's a lot of money in Nevada. There's a lot of money everywhere. So, again, don't become discouraged because you're not a part of the top three. The reason that these areas are the top three is Silicon Valley and Boston area really have a lot of the technology. However, if you have a product or something like that, or if you ever watch the show Shark Tank, you notice that there are companies that come from all over the country.
Absolutely. So what can you tell us about Atlanta? What are you seeing the trends about Atlanta? What's coming out of Atlanta? What are these venture capitalists, angel investors, bankers are looking for in Atlanta for my Atlanta listening audience?
Okay. Well, I have to admit I don't know a lot of specifics about Atlanta itself, but I do know that it is definitely an up-and-coming urban area. A lot of that has to do with, as crazy as it sounds, the Real Housewives and a lot of the other shows and attention that's happening. Tyler Perry is down there. So there is a lot of money that's being placed into Atlanta because of some of the publicity that has been given to Atlanta. I can definitely, if you want, anybody can email me at info@businessplanspeaker.com. That's really easy to spell. So info@businessplanspeaker.com, that's why I'm giving you that email address. And I do have a couple of resources that I can look at and make sure that I give that information to anyone who would like some more specifics about the Atlanta area. I have a place that I can research that really quickly.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, Atlanta's number four, and entertainment is really, really big right now because of all the tax advantages for a lot of people coming in from Hollywood filming. So that's really hot. So I just kind of wanted to see what you saw, what the trend was, you know.
Right. And speaking of that, you know, I have a family member that is in the entertainment industry. He does films, and he's consistently raising capital for different film projects. So that is another form of angel investment. Is people actually saying, you know, we want this documentary to be produced or we want this film to be produced. We're going to put $50,000 or $100,000 into it, and you get a group of people willing to do that.
Right, right. And there's a lot of, and there are a lot of creative people in Atlanta, but what's lacking is, you know, the support of investors and capital.
Mm-hmm.
So let everyone know, like I said, you are actually, you know, you are a consultant in this area. Let everyone know how, you know, some of the key areas or how they can retain you and bring you on board as a consultant to help them with this area.
Sure. There are a couple of ways that I do consulting. Number one is if you just want me to review your business plan and help you tweak it so that it will be investable, I have a program for that. It's a mentoring program that I have. And then if you feel like you need help with the research and the writing of the business plan, I also have that available. That's our full service plan. I also am doing a lot of speaking right now as well. I've gotten calls from Louisiana, from Washington State, from Pennsylvania, and that this has been in the past week that I've received 3 phone calls in order to come and speak about my book. So if you are interested in having me come to speak at one of your associations, please feel free to contact me at businessplans@getfinance.com. There is a speaking demo there if you have a committee that needs to actually approve that.
And you do keynote breakout sessions and also business conferences.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, we are looking to, you know, me and my partners on the philanthropy side of Bill Gorman Group are looking to plant an entrepreneur conference for 2014, kind of 80-20 on it, because we have another event that we're planning 2 weeks after that, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is focused on entrepreneurship, has a huge, huge, huge high-profile keynotes coming in. As we decide on if we want to do it or not, but definitely have to be in touch with you because I think it's something you would love to come forward with.
Fantastic. And I will say that I am a very interactive speaker. I bring people on the stage with me or to the front of the room. We play games. You know, I do a little Price is Right type of thing with the audience, which people can see in the demo. So it's definitely, you definitely walk out with just a better understanding of how to position yourself to actually receive financing. And it's a lot of fun.
Yep, and that's key. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's key. I mean, people just don't know, you know, if they're not in the world of financing, the world of, you know, investment advisory. You can imagine how many business plans. Everyone has a great idea, but it's like, is it investor ready? Is it something that would appeal? Now, within your company also, you have something called the $1 Billion. I would like for you to speak on that.
Okay, this is $1BillionInFinancing.com. It's actually going to launch the latter part of 2013 and really get big in 2014. And I am a very spiritual person, and one night the Lord just blessed me with a vision of something that's bigger than anything I could do on my own, which is a movement to actually help 1,000 companies get over $1 billion in financing. And I am working on I'm working right now on building and creating a platform which is going to be online that educates entrepreneurs on how to raise capital, as well as we are going to have the most robust capital locator database in the United States. It is going to be for people within the United States, because that is where I'm focusing on right now. But that will be coming up, like I said, latter part of this year, and really launching in 2014. I'm very, very excited about that.
Congratulations. We need more of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? The truth is, again, I was speaking with a gentleman yesterday in Milwaukee. A lot of the companies or a lot of the nonprofits that help entrepreneurs are a little hidden. And what I want to do is to be able to expose them and bring people together in their local communities. That's just very, very important. But I will say this to entrepreneurs. When you approach people, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know how to position yourself. I speak with a lot of angel investors that are just disheartened, and they don't want to tell anyone they're an angel investor because they get a lot of bad pitches.
Right.
Don't fall into that trap. Be part of the 1% that gives them such a great pitch that even if they've never considered investing in an industry like yours, they would, because you are a great leader and you're able to articulate clearly why they should part with their money and invest it in you.
And they need to do their due diligence and be organized and structured. And, you know, we get so many that come, you know, they have the business plan, but, you know, they don't have their financials in order, or, you know, what the actual amount they would need. They're just pitching the idea, and it's like, okay, so how many do you need? And they can't even tell you. You'd be amazed at how many of those that we get.
I'm not amazed. I actually hear it and see it all the time. So this is one of the reasons why I wrote the book, is because, okay, what does it really take to get organized and be able to actually articulate? Number one, you don't have a business plan until you know how much you need and until your financials are in order. That is not a business plan. Number two is you really create your business plan and put it in writing to organize your thoughts, so that when you pitch, again, you're the top 1% that they say, oh, my goodness, this is the person that I want to invest in. Because I will tell you, the number one reason that people are turned down is not because they have a bad idea. It's because they have an inadequate team. It's because they have an inadequate team. And one of the things that you can do with your business plan is not only find capital, but find great team members at a discounted price. There are people that have used their business plans to actually approach a wealthy former Fortune 500 CEO executive and get them to come on to their team, not only bringing their knowledge, their expertise, but their contacts and also their money. That is a sign of a great business leader and a great business plan.
Exactly. They get too stuck on the idea instead of execution of being successful. And, you know, your team is all what it is. You have to have the synergy, and you have to be engaged. Or at that point, how I see it, and I'm sure you can agree, Sherry, it's a waste of time.
It's an absolute waste of time. So it's okay to take 2 months, 3 months, and really create a strong business plan and really pull together a strong executive summary. And make sure that you have, if you don't have the exact team member named, then say, this is the characteristics of the person that I'm actually pursuing. An angel investor is okay with seeing that and then knowing how you're going to actually go about recruiting that person. And banks feel the same way.
Right, absolutely. Let everyone know how they can contact you at your business once again and follow you and your website information also.
Sure. My website is businessplansthatgetfinanced.com. And I'm on Twitter at Cherie, that's C-H-E-R-E-E, underscore Warrick, W-A-R-R-I-C-K, or Facebook at Facebook.com/Profit Partner. Facebook.com/Profit Partner.
The Profit. And that's the name of your company, The Profit Partner.
Yeah, right? That's the name of my official LLC, yeah.
And you are located in Virginia.
Yes, I'm located in Northern Virginia, just outside of the Washington, D.C. area. But I work with people across the country. You know, Skype is a great thing.
I'm on to that Hangout now, too. I mean, who is taking over? I've been on Hangout a lot. I love it.
Yes, actually, I was interviewed about a month and a half ago on Google Hangouts, so
yeah.
I'm starting to get the hang of that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cherie, I always like to end my show with words of encouragement. And
sure.
As we have learned about you, your expertise in this area that's so needed in our community. And I absolutely am honored that you shared those three key areas. That was very important. Of course, the six areas, too, of getting finance, but the three key areas that these investors are looking at, and like I said, don't know for the other areas, they shouldn't get discouraged. But, you know, once again, I want to repeat it, technology, healthcare, economic development. And I see, you know, the third one. Very important because the small businesses is what makes our community and creates opportunity and the jobs, and that is just so needed after this downfall we had. Now, I would just like for you to leave words of encouragement to our entrepreneurs that are out there just discouraged, like, oh, my God, you know, I have this idea, I got everything in place, but no one wants to fund me and support me. Please share with them to encourage them to keep going and not give up.
Okay, well, the first thing I would say is to never give up. The second thing that I would say is whenever someone turns you down, just consider it as a blessing and ask them, could you tell me what I could have done better in order, you know, to improve my pitch for the next person? If you discover that people are saying the same thing, which usually you will see a trend, then you need to address that. The other word of encouragement that I would give is a lot of times people don't speak to enough people. I believe that you should speak to everybody, as many people as you can, about your opportunity. Don't assume that just because someone doesn't look like they have money, that they would not be a great person to speak with in regards to your business. Because a lot of times it's not that person that you speak to, but they have somebody else that they know that they could connect you with. So my word of encouragement is let everybody know about your opportunity. And then the last thing that I would say, Kalithia, again, word of encouragement, but it's also a tactical thing, is to hire a graphic designer to actually make your plan look pretty and make your executive summary look pretty, you know, get a logo so that you start to look official. Make sure that your website looks professional. And this doesn't have to cost a ton of money. If you know, you can always go to Elance and find, or Odesk, and find help that way. But the word of encouragement that I have is partially tactical and partially just speak to everybody, tell everybody, because you never know who knows whom and who at the end of the day will be willing and able to help you. And the average angel investor makes $90,000 a year. That's 90. $90,000 a year. They're the people in your church, the people in your community, the people that you are part of the PTA with. So, again, never, ever assume. Always talk to people, ask them who they know, see if you can link in with them, you know, look through their LinkedIn roster, ask them if you can be introduced to people, and just keep pressing on.
Right, right. So many people out there that are a bridge. Very, very key to get in with the personal circle, you know, in the circle of influence and in that bridge. Well, it's just been absolutely an honor for you to be with us today, Cherie, sharing all your expertise. I'm just amazed that the information you have shared and the timing couldn't be better. So our continued success in your journey, you know, as you're building and growing and enjoying, and I definitely look forward to speaking to you on a one-on-one level on the many things that we are planting in Atlanta and the expertise and, you know, what you can bring to the city in support of, you know, the economic development, the things that we want to plant into the city.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Absolutely. And there you guys have it. Cherie Warwick, national expert and author on creating business plans that raise capital. You heard it. This lady is sharp. So get on over to her website, theprofitpartner.com. You can also follow her on Twitter, at Cherie Warwick, underscore Warwick, and that's spelled W-A-R-R-I-C-K. And contact her. You know, she gives 15-minute consultations. And she may be that key that you're needing, entrepreneurs, and going forth and setting your idea and your business in place. And, you know, we all need all the help that we definitely can seek and get, you know, especially in these times as the economy turns. So, Cherie Warwick, theprofitpartner.com. And that's going to conclude our show for today. I will not be on the air, you guys. As many of you guys know, I am heading out. It's about that time for me to get back home. And whew, I can tell you my schedule is just so, so booked. And I'm not going to be able to get on the air. But, you know, you can always listen to many of our great archive shows. Jiggy Jag will still be on the air. And, of course, Jay Wilborn with Socially Yours will be on the air. But I will be back on the air more towards the end of the month. I'm bring on the Snelling Report. May bring it on, may not. Just set my schedule so Bill, filled with the many things that we are bringing into Atlanta to plant for opportunity and to help build the community. Make sure you guys get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You can follow me on Facebook. Find me, Kalithia Jenkins. Get it over to our like page, Bill Grow and Enjoy. I'll be posting pictures and, you know, letting you guys see some things that maybe you didn't even know that was in the city, things that I'm recently like, wow, I didn't know that was going down. But I'm going to be meeting with a lot of leaders, a lot of organizations as we prep to what's in place and what's being planned out, have people flying in from Los Angeles, huge philanthropists, people coming down from New York. I mean, they are really coming in. You know, as an advocate, I have expressed to them, you know, the needs of our community in Atlanta and the things that are happening. So they have definitely gotten their attention, and they are coming in. So I have my tennis shoes ready, baseball cap, because I'm about to get out there and foot soldier it. So you guys, tomorrow, Dr. Andino, Josue Andino, is back on the air. It's the first Thursday of the month in search of a healer. So, you know, it's that time to naturally get yourself healed. And he's going to be, the topic is healing through aromatherapy. Special guest, Dr. Zia Inman from New York City, CEO of Kick the Guru and Union Square Wellness, promoting personal transformation and a world where everyone lives with passion, love, and joy. And Jiggy will be back on the air on Friday, 3 p.m., with brand ambassador Mark Eisenhart. You guys definitely want to hear this guy's story and how he's branded himself and transformed into, you know, the many great things he's doing in his work. So definitely been a pleasure with you guys joining us today. As I said, I will be back on the air towards the end of the month or back in May, but like I said, you can catch me on Facebook, Twitter, on Twitter as usual. And I will see you guys in Atlanta. And as I always tell you guys, you want to build, grow, and enjoy. Have a good one, you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.